From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Bloch. We turn now to All Tech Considered. Several months ago, we talked about all the new ways to watch TV shows on your computer screens. But the ultimate in-home viewing remains the iconic living room movie night. Slip in a DVD, grab some popcorn, the kids, and pile on the couch. Well, now, thanks to a host of new devices, you can stream full-length films, some in HD, directly to your TV. No time constraints, no video stores, and most importantly, tons of choices that are always available on demand. But as NPR's Yuki Noguchi recently learned, not every movie download experience is so user-friendly.
If there's one place where a person should be able to access every movie known to man, you'd think it would be our living room. My husband, Christopher Libertelli, is chief architect of our home entertainment system.
So we have this situation in our living room cabinet. Why don't you describe what we have in here?
We have a tuner. We've got a DVD Blu-ray player. We have a TiVo box.
Plus Apple TV, a Sling box, and a Mac Mini, which allows us to watch the internet on our TV. In all, that's six machines. One recent weekend evening, we put this setup to a test. We tried to download City of God, a 2002 film nominated for several Academy Awards.
Whoa. There was a problem accessing the video on demand screen.
Our first issue, we're told, is that our Wi-Fi internet connection is marginal, so we reset it three times. When it's back up, Christopher searches iTunes.
And we're looking for City of God, and it did not come up.
Instead, we're offered City of Joy, a Patrick Swayze feature my husband doesn't care for. So then we search Amazon's Unbox service.
City of Angels, City of Dreams, City of Ember, City of Joy, City of Lost Children, City of Missing Girls. Nothing.
Nothing about City of God. Our next attempt involves the Netflix download service, which requires us to fire up our laptop and log into its website. Netflix also requires us first to order the movie in what it calls our instant queue before we can download it.
City of God. Sure enough, it is available, but it is only available on DVD.
It turns out the only things we can download include movies like Surfer Dude. I mean, we're talking about movies I wouldn't even watch for free on an airplane.
Yuki, nobody ever said digital convergence was going to be easy. They just said it was going to happen.
So we give it one more go, this time on Blockbuster site, which requires its own software download. And you might have guessed by now, City of God is once again not available for download. At this point, my husband draws the only conclusion possible to draw.
No, we've given Hollywood four different ways to get the movie that we want, and they've decided that we're not worthy.
And so our evening ends with some good old-fashioned live television. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News.
And we're joined now by our tech expert, Omar Gayaga, who covers technology culture for the Austin American Statesman. Omar, good to talk to you.
Hi, Melissa. Thanks for having me.
And do you think Yuki and her husband just made a bad choice there with City of God, or is this a pretty common thing? If you're looking for maybe a foreign independent movie, you might be out of luck.
Well, it's funny. It seems like it's always the one movie you're looking for that's not in stock. I kind of got lucky with City of God, though. I actually own that on DVD. But when it comes to movie selection, I'm sort of in the opposite camp. When I look at my Netflix Watch It Now queue or on Vudu or iTunes, these other services, I'm usually overwhelmed by how many movies are available that I just don't have time to watch. Mm. But then again, I have a 21-month-old, so that might have a lot to do with it.
Yeah, it could be.
Netflix's streaming service actually has a pretty deep selection of indie films and documentaries. Back before they started adding a lot of the Hollywood stuff, that was a lot of what you would find on there. I remember a few months ago, I watched this year's Oscar winner for Best Documentary, Man on Wire, using Netflix on my Xbox 360 game console. It looked great. It looked just as good as a DVD. So, you know, it really depends on what service you're using. These digital libraries continue to expand. It's still relatively new, but if you're open to different stuff that is available, you're going to find a lot there.
Might have to make some compromises.
You might, yeah, depending on what service you use and what hardware.
Well, Omar, with all the devices out there, what really works and what doesn't? We heard Yuki just now saying that she had, what, six devices at her disposal. Would I need to do that if I wanted to download a movie and watch it on my TV?
You know, there are some specialized devices like the $99 Roku Netflix player, the $150 Vudu player, which I've been having some success with. These allow you to rent or buy HD movies over the internet. But also many new Blu-ray players, TiVo boxes, and the Xbox 360 game console, they have ways of accessing either Netflix or Amazon's Unbox service, where you can get a lot of content even in HD.
Hmm. Now, do you really need a gizmo, Omar? I mean, couldn't you? It seems like it should be simple. Take a cable from your laptop or your computer, plug it into your TV, download, stream movies that way, and watch them on your TV.
That actually is what a lot of people are doing. Like in the report with the Mac Mini, if your computer or laptop has the appropriate output, and especially if your TV has a PC input, it makes it quite a lot easier. But for people that have older computers or a TV that's not an HDTV with that kind of input, it can be a lot more difficult. You really have to do a little bit of homework and kind of figure out what kind of connection for video and for audio you need to make. But once you have that set up, there actually is some really good software for that. Hulu Desktop was just introduced last week. That actually brings that sort of living room set-top box experience to any computer that you can hook up to your TV. There's also Boxy, which is very popular and incorporates a lot of these services like Netflix. But, you know, it kind of seems like a stopgap to me. It seems like we're sort of waiting for this next generation of HDTVs that are going to have these services included in the hardware. You won't have to have these set-top boxes or sort of jump through these hoops to get your computer hooked up to your TV. The TV will actually have the internet connection and be able to access, say, Netflix or Hulu. Samsung, LG, and Sony, they're all starting to roll out these kinds of televisions. And I think by the end of this year, we're going to see a lot more models on the market.
And I want more about this from you on the AllTech blog.
Yeah, we will be posting links to a lot of this information. There was an interesting Wall Street Journal piece recently about people kind of cutting the cord. We'll be linking to all of that on npr.org/alltech.
Omar, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.
Omar Gayaga covers technology culture for the Austin American Statesman. And now a word about next week. We're going to be reporting on children and technology, specifically small children and their parents' expensive electronics. So a question for you. Has your preschooler ever accidentally called 911 on your BlackBerry or dropped your cell phone in the toilet? We want to hear your stories about kids and high-tech toys at the All Tech Considered blog. Again, that's npr.org/alltech. And we'll include some of your stories on the air next week.